El min ha-karfis. Rashi learns, you let it collect together wood. That's ha-tlusha min ha-soda. It's already detached from the ground, lying on the fields, and it's in the tchum of yomtif. So you let it bring in, collect these woods, min ha-soda, from your fields, now min ha-machunis. Rashi says, in konsum erev yomtif. If you collected them together on erev yomtif, the goli dait the alayu somich, you showed us in your mind that you want to use them. V'yeina muksa, they're not muksa. Aval ha-mefuzara muksin. But if the woods are just spread out all over on the fields, then we say they're muksa. You're not allowed to use them now on Yom Tov. Aval min ha-mefuzara muksin. Says, mevin etzim min ha-sodim, min ha-mechunes, or min ha-karfif. Fuadim min ha-karfif, Rashi says, shu mishtamir u-mukas sovav, afil mefuzara shaboy, l'huksa midaitan. Ha-karfif means like it's surrounded with a fence. It's a watched place. So there we say, even if it's spread out, still you could use it. Even if the woods are spread out, you didn't collect them together, we don't say it's muksa. Since it's in a mokum ha-mishtamer, it's in a watched place, we say the person has in mind to use these things. Therefore, it's not muksa. Now, ezeyu karfif, what's called the karfif? To say that it's not considered muksa. Kol she-somach liyir. The karfif has to be that it's near the city. Rashi learns mamish right near the city. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi, Oim Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'nichnosim loy b'faseches. Anytime you have to go in there with a key. In other words, it's watched, it's locked, and you have to use a key to get in there, that's called, that's the mile of a karfif. V'afilu b'toyet tchum Shabbos, even though it's very far away, as long as it's in the tchum Shabbos, that's enough. In other words, the svara of the karfif is that it's a mokum ha-mishtam, it's a mokum that's watched. Not because it's close to the city that you thought about it, but rather just that since it's a watched place, you thought about, you know, you have the wood on use, and whenever you want to use it, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it. Yehomer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, so Yehuda Mashmuel says, Ein mevi'in eitzim ela min ha-mechunosim shebekarfa. He says, you're only allowed to collect the wood on the fields on Yom Tov on two conditions. It's ha-mechunosim, they're already gathered together before Yom Tov, and also, shevakarfif, it has to be that it's close by, shevakarfif, it has to be in a watched place. A place that has a lock on it like it's watched. For the Gemara of Onan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, min ha-karfif yafilu min ha-mefuzorim. No, that if you have it in a watched place, in a karfif, then it's mutter even though it's spread out, even though it's not collected together. So Akram Yehuda Mashmul says you still need two tenoyim, it has to be mechunosim, and it has to be in the karfif. So the Gemara says, "Masnisin yichidoihi." Our Mishnah goes according to a yochid. It's only one person, and in Melo, that's not the aloch. The aloch is not like our Mishnah. Like Rashi says, "Yichidoihi." Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer komalo. The Yoma beisilul hochi shori upolag rabbonin alei. But the rabbonin argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. The Tanya we learned like this: Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. There's no machlokes between Beis Sharm and Beis Hillel. Ala mefuzorin shebesodos. That if you have the woods spread out on the fields, shein mevin, you're not allowed to collect it together on Yom Tov. V'ala mechunosim shebekarfif. Let's say in the karfif, the watched place, or else the one man in the Mishnah says that it means it's somach liyir. If it's mechunosim, if it's gathered together there, shemevin. Everybody holds you allowed to bring it. Ma nechleku? Where is the machlokes beisham and beisilul? Al amufuzorin shebekarka. If you have the wood spread out in the karfif itself, or else vi al amuchnosim shebesodis. Or if you have the woods in the fields gathered together, shebesham yomrim lo yovi. Beisham says still you can't bring it together, you can't collect them. Or beisilul yomrim yovi. Yes, it's mutter. This is the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer holds. That according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter. Not only, but according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. It's mufuzor and shebekarfif. So that's the way our Mishnah says that shebekarfif, if it's watched, if it has a fence around it, then it's mutter, even though it's spread out. That goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Now Omar Rova says, but Mashma the Rabbanon argue on. So therefore, Reb Yudah Mashmul is going according to the Rabbanon Shita. Omar Rova said, only kanim viola gefanim, the leaves of the reeds, or the leaves. Of the gefanim of the grapes, afa gav de mechans filu, even though you gather it together, and you put it together, kivon di madli zika. Since if the wind would come, mivadet lu, it would spread them out. kimefuzarim domi. It's considered like it's all spread out already. V'yasurim, you're not allowed to gather them, you're not allowed to use them on yomtiv. And Rashi says v'afilu loy pizrosin aruach timistam loy som chadaita savim mevada luzikam. Because you did not have in mind really to use it before yomtiv. Because you also knew that maybe it's most probably the wind would come and blow it away. Therefore it's not considered you had das to use it. V'asnach monim yesum alayu shapadomi. But if you put before Yom Tov a kli, something to hold down the leaves before Yom Tov, then takvitz muta, trashilach bidon, to make it heavy, shapadomi, the samchadait, then a person is samchadat to use it. So the Mishnah Marvaita Ezeo Karfif. What's considered a karfif? We had on the Mishnah two sheets. It either means it's samach liyir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, koshin echnoslein befaseches. As long as you have to use a key to get in, it's something that's watched. So Mara says, no, we boil you who? Heichi kama, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol she samach liyir, as long as the karfif is near the city. Vu diyis lefaseches. The Tanakam holds like you need two things. It has to be close, and it has to be locked up. The Yosef Rabbi Yossi Lemaim, Rabbi Yossi now is coming to be Mekel and saying, Kivon the Yislei Fasechet, as long as it's locked up, you have to use a key, Afila B'Teres Tchum Shabbos Nami, even if it's far away. But as long as it's in the Tchum of Shabbos, you're allowed to go there. Oiduma, maybe not. Tochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol She Samach Lir, as long as the Karfif, that has the wood there, even if it's spread out, is near the city, Bein the Yislei Fasechet, Bein the Leslei Fasechet. That's what the Tanakam holds. The Tanakam is a Mekel that says when the karfif is near the city, you don't have to have it locked up. Even if it's not locked up, it'll be mutter. The also Rabbi Yosi Lemeimer, now Rabbi Yosi comes to say, Afilo b'toich tchum Shabbos, even if the karfif is far away, it's only in the tchum of Shabbos, only a payam amas away, it's still it's mutter. Of the davkat yistle paseches, only if you have a paseches, if it has it locked up with a key. Avol estle paseches, if it doesn't have a key to be locked up with, Afilo somach liyir nami loy. That Rabbi Yosi is a machmir, that even if it's close to the city, as long as it does not have a key, it's not locked up, it's not cold like you have dust, you don't have in mind before Yom Tov to use this wood, therefore it's also to use the wood. So that's the shalos Rabbi Yosi a mekel, Rabbi Yosi a machmir. Toshma, come in here, bring your proof. Mi diktoni, since we learn Rabbi Yosi yomer, kol shenichnosen lebefaseches, whoever goes in there with befaseches, with a lock, v'yafilo betoitchum Shabbos, even though it's far away, Shema Amina Rabbi Yosi Tarati Lekulu Komar. Your Mashmir Rabbi Yosi is the bigger Mekel here. He says it doesn't make enough Kamina how far away the Karfif is. As long as you have a Paseches, that's good. Shema Amina. And Amar Rav Solo, Amar Rav Yirmi Yalochak Rabbi Yosi Lohokam. We talk a Paschal and Rabbi Yosi Lekulu Taka. So Rashi learns the Maskon is like this. That Tarati Lekulu Komar. Kloima. Mid Rabbi Yosi Nishmal Rabbi Yudah. From Rabbi Yosi we even see what a Tanakama holds. The lav tavayu boy, the Tanakam also does know the after two. Either one is good. For Rabbi Yosi betarat the Yaakov, Rabbi Yosi is makel both ways. To machshir besomach b'loy paseches, he holds if it's close, even without a key, it's okay. If it's not locked up, well paseches b'loy somach, and if it has a locked up, even though it's far away, still it's good. So kitzur with pasnag Rabbi Yosi lekula both ways. That either one is good. Either it's close, the karfif, or else even if it's far away, as long as it's locked up. Then it says, for a person thinks about it, and the wood that's there is not called muks, it's called yavdas to use it. And I'm Rabbi Yirmi Yalochak Rabbi Yosi Lohokal. We talk a paskin, Rabbi Yosi Lohokal. That's the way we talk a paskin, Lalochak. Now also, the time, the reason that's brought down, why you're not allowed to collect the wood together, is not so much as muksa, but rather it's uvdu dechol. It looks like you're doing things a weekday action. Therefore, it's time that Mishnah says he can't bring eitzim from collecting it together. Mashenkin, if it's collected together before, or else if it's a locked up karfif, then we say it doesn't look so much uvdu dechol, that's more like you have the wood all prepared already, then you're allowed to collect it together to use it on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph on the bottom. The last Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzin. You're not allowed to chop up like wood for firewood. Loy min akiris, not from beams, for loy min akiris shenishbra b'yomtiv. And not a beam that broke on yomtiv. And the chiddush is, even though now that this beam is broken, so what the only thing you could do with it is to use it for firewood, so now it's not muksam, still you're not allowed to do it. Because at the beginning of yomtiv, it was a beam which was set aside to use for building, not to use for firewood, so then it was muksam. So since Migudus Katsoi Leben HaShemosh is at the beginning of Yom Tif, it remains Muksa for the whole Yom Tif. V'yein Nevakin, you're not allowed to chop wood. Loi Bekardim, you're not allowed to use an axe. For Loi Bemagero, you can't use a sword. For Loi Bemagel, not with a sickle. Elo Bekupitz, only with a butcher's chopper. With a chopper knife, that you're allowed to use. And the reason why you can't chop with these types of swords is because it looks like Uvdu Dechil. Looks like you can do a lot at one time, like you want to sell it. It's called Uvdu Dechil. That's why the Rabbanim said nothing doing. So you know, like Rashi says, a mevakin eitzim leben akiris lefi sugi shagamori misfareshet. The Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. Lebe kardim, v'shastarm kardim, a regular axe, also kimin kli umnis. The type of a skillful kli. Shaisim boy uchvais uskuras, they make things from it. So therefore, at the end of Rashi says, it's doyme. Rashi says that magal, the kulan kli umenhein, they're all a skillful type of a kli, umen's work. Venira ka'iseh by malocha. It looks like you're doing work with it. Lefika chasa, therefore it's also. In other words, like a malak udu dochel amara sain, if you use this type of an axe, it looks like you're going to do work with it, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara will explain this whole Mishnah. First the Gemara says, like the beginning of the Mishnah says, ein mevakin eitzim, you're not allowed to chop wood, and loy min akeris, not from beams, and not after being broken Yom Tov. So Gemara says,